Reward stacking. How to earn 5-8% total cash back with Curve plus crypto cards. Single card cash back tops out at 2-4% for most crypto cards in 2026. Reward stacking layers multiple programs on one transaction to push that number higher. The idea is simple. An aggregator card like Curve sits on top. A crypto rewards card sits underneath, and merchant loyalty programs add a third layer. Each program triggers independently on the same purchase. The question is whether the extra complexity and subscription fees actually pay off. For some spending patterns, it does. For others, the fees eat the gains. What is reward stacking? Reward stacking uses card network architecture to trigger multiple independent reward programs on a single purchase. A basic three-layer stack looks like this. The aggregator card, Curve is the main one, consolidates multiple cards into one physical MasterCard. You tap Curve, Curve charges your chosen underlying card, and both Curve and the underlying card issue rewards. The merchant's loyalty program, Tesco Club Card, Starbucks Rewards, Airline Miles, adds a third layer on top since it tracks the purchase independently. Total stack value ranges from 2.5% to about 8% depending on card tiers, merchant category, and whether you hit caps. How Curve aggregation works. Curve is the dominant aggregator for crypto card stacking because it preserves the merchant category code, MCC, when passing transactions to underlying cards. This matters because without MCC pass-through, your underlying card would see MCC 6012, financial institutions, and deny rewards entirely. When you tap your Curve card at a grocery store, the merchant sends the transaction to MasterCard with MCC 5411, grocery. Curve processes the payment, charges your chosen crypto card, and the crypto card issuer receives the transaction with the original MCC 5411 intact. Both Curve and the crypto card issue their respective rewards. Curve tiers and reward rates, tier cost, cashback rate, cashback cap, go back in time, FX fee, Curve Blue, free, 0 a month, 0.1%, 3 retailers, £50 a month, 30 days, drawing percent, Curve, X499 month, point percent, 6 retailers, £150 a month, 90 days, percent Curve, black $9.99 month, 1%, 10 retailers, £250 a month, 120 days, percent Curve metal, $14.99 month, 1%, unlimited, $500 month, 120 days, 0%. Curve black at $9.99 month is the sweet spot for stacking. Break-even spend is about £250 month in eligible categories. Below that, Curve Blue free is the better choice since any percentage on zero fees is still profit. The go back in time feature Curve lets you reassign transactions to different underlying cards up to 120 days after the purchase. The practical use case is switching a transaction from one crypto card to another if a better promotion kicks in or if you realize a different card would have earned higher rewards. Some users try to time crypto volatility with this feature, waiting for a token price dip to reassign transactions to a token-earning card and get more tokens per dollar. In theory, this works, but it requires correctly predicting short-term price movements, which is just market timing dressed up as a card strategy. Treat go back in time as a correction tool for when you use the wrong card, not as a trading edge. One real limitation. Some cards block retroactive reward assignment. So test with a small transaction first. Stacking compatibility matrix. Not all crypto cards work with Curve. Custodial cards generally have full compatibility. Self-custody cards that require direct wallet signatures cannot support aggregators by design. Crypto card Curve, compatible rewards, still earned MCC pass-through issues. Notes. Plutus, yes, full 3-8%, yes. Best Curve Pairing Crypto.com ETH. Yes, full CRO percent. Yes, no issues reported. Nexo card. Yes, yes. 2%. Yes. Occasional 24H delay. Coinbase card. Yes, yes. 4% USDC. Yes, no Apple Google Pay via Curve Wirex. Yes, partial 0 and 5% only. Yes, blocks category bonuses. Bybit card. Yes, yes. 1-3%. Yes. Asia only availability. Binance card. Legacy. Partial, no rewards. Block detex aggregator. Aggregator denies rewards. Gnosis Pay, no NASNA, self custody incompatible. Tria signature, no NASNA, smart account blocks aggregators. The pattern is clear. Custodial cards, Plutus, Crypto.com, Nexo, work with Curve. Self-custody cards, Gnosis Pay, Tria, do not, because they require a direct wallet signature for every transaction that an aggregator cannot provide. A realistic four-layer stack, Yerjiru. Here is what a real stacking setup looks like on $1,000 of monthly grocery spending at Tesco. Curve Black earns 1% Curve Cash when Tesco is set as a selected retailer. £10. Crypto.com, Royal Indigo earns 3% CRO cashback as the underlying card, £30. Tesco Club Card earns 1 point per $1 spent, worth 1% when converted to vouchers, £10. Layer, provider, value, percentage. Show on this. One. Curve Black, $10,000. 120. Crypto.com, 30 fat. 3.5%. 3 guy. Tesco Club Card, 10 hums. 1.2%. Total, 50 fastos. 5 on percent. After subtracting the Curve subscription, $9.99 1 month, and the opportunity cost on your CRO stake, about $3 a month, assuming 8% APY elsewhere. The net return is 37 per month, or 3.7% effective. Annualized on £12,000 of grocery spending, that is $444 net versus £360 from using crypto.com alone. Stacking adds $84 per year, a 23% improvement. Whether $84 a year is worth managing three apps is a personal call. MCC optimization reward rates vary by merchant category code. Groceries, 5411, gas stations, 5541, and restaurants, 5812, are the highest value categories for stacking. Because both Curve and most crypto cards pay full rewards on them, merchant loyalty programs in these categories tend to be strong too. MCC code category, Curve eligible, typical crypto card, rate stack potential 5411 grocery stores. Yes, most tiers. 3-5%, 6-8%, 5-5-4-1 gas stations. Yes, 3-4%, 5-7%, 5-8-12 restaurants. Yes, 3-6%, 6-9%, 5-9-9-9 Miesi retail. Yes, 1-3%, 3-5-3000, 3-2-9-9 airlines. Sometimes 1-3%, 4-12% with airline miles. 6011 ATM cash advance blocked 0% 6012 financial institutions blocked percent 651 crypto exchanges blocked percent 0%. The takeaway: concentrate your card spending in MCC's 5411, 5541, and 5812 where stacking works. Financial MCC's 6011, 6012, 6051 yield 0% across every layer, and routing crypto exchange purchases through Curve will never earn rewards. Break-even analysis, Curve Black plus Plutus Hero. Fixed costs, Curve Black at 9.99 month plus Plutus Hero at 14.99 month totals $300 a year. Combined reward rate is about 6% effective, 1% Curve plus 8% Plutus base minus caps that bring the Plutus portion down to around 5%. Break even, $300 in fees divided by 6% yields on a £5,000 annual spend, or about $417 a month. At $1,000 month spend, net profit is about £420 a year. At $2,000 month, it jumps to £1,140 a year. Below $500 a month, you lose money on the subscriptions. FreeStack, Curve Blue plus Coinbase Card. No subscription fees. Curve Blue adds 0.1% on selected retailers. Coinbase Card pays 4% in USDC. Combined rate is about 4.1%. This stack is profitable from the first pound spent. Lower returns than the paid stack, but no risk of subscription fees eating your gains. If you spend under £500 a month, this is the rational choice. Advanced strategies. Seasonal card rotation curve makes it easy to swap your underlying card in seconds. Some users rotate based on market conditions, stablecoin cards during volatile periods to lock in dollar value rewards, token earning cards during accumulation periods when they want exposure. During heavy holiday spending, switch to whichever card has the highest flat percentage. This is less of a strategy and more of a convenience that Curve enables. The main risk is overthinking it and triggering fraud flags from too many card swaps. See mistakes below. Plutus Perk. Stacking Plutus has a unique feature. Customizable perks that add 300% extra cash back at specific merchants. With Plutus Hero, you pick three perks. Set Tesco as a perk, plus 10% PLU. Route through Curve Black, 1%. Scan your club card, 1%. And the theoretical total is 1% plus 8% plus 10% to 1% equals 20% at Tesco. The cap matters here. Plutus limits spend to £2,000 a month, and Curve Black caps cashback at £250 a month. These ceilings prevent the 20% rate from scaling indefinitely, which is the part that most stacking guides leave out. What gets accounts banned? Some guides recommend buying gift cards at grocery stores to trigger the 5411 MCC rewards, then spending those gift cards elsewhere. This is called manufactured spending. It works mechanically. Buy a £1,000 Amazon gift card at Tesco, earn 1% Curve plus 8% Plutus plus 1% Club Card equals £100 in rewards, then spend the gift card on Amazon. But issuers track this pattern. If detected, they claw back all rewards earned through gift card purchases, suspend your account, or ban you from the program permanently. Plutus, Crypto.com, and Curve all have anti-abuse teams that flag disproportionate gift card purchases. The risk-reward is poor. A £100 gain against the chance of losing access to a rewards program worth thousands over its lifetime is not a trade worth making. Common mistakes exceeding Curve cashback caps. Curve Black caps at £250 a month. Once you hit the cap, remaining spend earns nothing from Curve. It still earns from the underlying card, but the Curve layer goes to zero. Track your cap in the app and stop routing through selected retailers once you hit it. Triggering anti-fraud flags. Switching between underlying cards too frequently, 5+ times per day, triggers Curve's fraud detection. One user switched between 3 crypto cards 47 times in 1 week, to chase token prices. Account locked. Limit yourself to 2-3 switches per day and use Go Back in Time for retroactive changes instead. Ignoring subscription overlap. Curve Black, £10 a month, plus Plutus Hero, Shetu 15 a month, plus other premium cards can stack to £40 a month or £480 a year in fees. At a 6% return rate, you need 8,000 plus annual spend just to break even. Audit quarterly and downgrade if your spending drops. Letting rewards expire. Curve Cash expires 90 days after earning. Plutus PLU unlocks monthly but expires if not claimed. One user accumulated £240 in Curve Cash over 6 months without redeeming. All gone. Set a monthly reminder to convert Curve Cash to account credit and withdraw or stake Plutus PLU. Stacking on excluded categories. Financial MCCs, 6011, 6012, 6051, earn percent from every layer. A 1,000 purchase coded as a financial institution through Curve earns nothing. Check the MCC in your transaction history before assuming a large purchase will earn rewards. Tax implications. UK HMRC treats cashback as a reduction in purchase price, which is not taxable income. But crypto card rewards paid in tokens, PLU, BTC, are a gray area because they deliver value rather than a discount. The conservative approach treats stablecoin rewards, USDC, as non-taxable discounts and volatile token rewards as taxable income at fair market value on receipt date. When you sell those tokens, capital gains rules apply separately, including the 30-day bed and breakfast rule. EU, MiTA. MiTA Article 41 requires cashback programs to disclose crypto asset risks. This mostly means more pop-up warnings in apps. Curve is UK-based and not directly subject to MiTA, but EU-regulated cards like Plutus must show disclaimers about reward token volatility and the absence of deposit insurance. US IRS treats crypto cashback as taxable ordinary income. Each reward layer counts as a separate taxable event. On a £100 purchase that earns £1 Curve cash, non-taxable discount, $3 in CRO, untaxable, and $1 in merchant loyalty points, non-taxable. The taxable portion is $3. At a 24% bracket, that is 4.70 in tax. Net benefit, 428, effective on $5 gross rewards. Will issuers crack down? Card issuers lose 1-2% of their margin when transactions are routed through Curve instead of coming in directly. Some issuers have already started detecting aggregator patterns. Binance blocks rewards on Curve-routed transactions entirely, and Wirex limits cashback to the base 0.5% rate. Expect more issuers to follow. The likely responses include blocking rewards on transactions from known aggregator MCCs, rate-limiting accounts where 100% of spend comes through Curve, and building native multi-card management into their own apps. The practical defense is splitting your spending, roughly half direct and half through Curve. This looks like normal usage to fraud detection systems and keeps your account in good standing.